Hello, and thank you for joining us on this week's episode of the Fantasy Football Breakdown, brought to you by Colts Corner. I'm your host, Ben Dixon, alongside Doug Satuka. Thanks for joining us today, buddy.
How are you guys?
I'm doing pretty well. Mike, you got anything to say?
Doing well.
I'm excited to be here. Let's do it.
All right, and as we will always do on the show, we'll run through all things fantasy, including potential claims on the waiver wire, players you should start and sit, and other news around the fantasy world. Let's get right to it. For the waiver wire, the percentages for ownage is based on the previous Tuesday at noon. We'll always do that. And ESPN Leagues, PPR, that's how we do it. That's how you'll hear it right here on the Fantasy Football Breakdown. So first, we're going to go Andy Dalton, quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals, playing at Atlanta this week. They just got torn apart by Drew Brees. He's available in 71.4% of leagues. And if you can pick him up, put him right in your lineup.
I have Baker Mayfield, quarterback of the Browns. He's available in 93% of leagues. It's his first start in the NFL coming up this week. He looked good in relief last week and got the Browns their first week, their first win in 635 days. Threw for 201 yards last week in a short appearance and sparked a depleted Cleveland team.
All right, the next guy we're going to talk about, we mentioned him last week, Jaboris Buck Allen, running back for the Ravens. It's been tough to figure out which is the guy, who's the guy in Baltimore between him and Alex Collins. Both pretty good running backs. Both have their own great qualities. He's available in 60.6% of leagues, and so far he's averaging 15.7 per game.
Next guy up on the list, Chris Ivory, running back for the Bills. If shady LeSean McCoy does not play this week, he's a great play. Had around 15.6 last week. Looks like Shady's going to be in there, but he's good depth to have on your bench. He ran for 56 yards on 20 carries in a big Bills upset against Minnesota. But if Shady's out, he's a good play.
This next guy, one of the fastest players in the league, one of the most versatile players in the league, Tavon Austin, qualifies as a running back and receiver, plays for the Cowboys. He's had 2 touchdowns the past 2 weeks, including 19.4 last week. And after all waiver claims, so look this up yesterday, he's still available in 90-plus percent of leagues.
That's remarkable.
I don't love him as a starter yet, but he's definitely someone you should stash on your bench.
Yeah, he definitely has a lot of value. Another guy with a lot of value, Tyler Boyd, wide receiver on the Bengals, has exploded, averaging 17.5, and before the waiver wire was available in 76% of leagues, but after the waiver wire moved down to 50%. Obviously getting a lot of attention. He's been Andy Dalton's one of his favorite targets, emerging as the number two. If you have John Ross, stay away from him and pick up on Tyler Boyd.
Yeah, great future for Boyd and great present too. Let's go. Mike Williams, wide receiver for the Chargers. Second-year guy out of Clemson. Talked about him last week, I think. He's averaging 16.3 per game. He's available in 66.9% of leagues. He's been an absolute beast. Keenan Allen's obviously the star receiver on that team, but Mike Williams is also a great fantasy play and a star in the making.
Definitely. My next guy, Calvin Ridley, wide receiver on the Falcons. He had 42.5 points last week. He's available in 58.9% of leagues. Obviously, that number going down after the huge performance. Turning into a star right in front of our eyes. He has a huge decrease in availability, obviously, after the waiver process. And last week, 7 catches, 146 yards, 3 touchdowns. He's a must-get if available.
All right, next guy, we're going to move over to the tight ends. We got Tyler Eifert, one of Andy Dalton's favorite targets on the Bengals. He had 13.4 last week, despite having no touchdowns. He's good for PPR. He's available in 54.1% of leagues. I know he was a star tight end in fantasy a couple years back. Went a little quiet the past few years, but he's making his return now.
My tight end, Austin Hooper on the Atlanta Falcons. He's averaged 9.9 points per this season. He's available in 71.1% of leagues. So if you need a tight end at a pinch, he's been solid, very consistent, and will get you around 10 points a week.
All right, so that'll do it for the waiver wire this week. Pretty good guys available. There'll be good guys available every week. And we'll move on to the games this week. Just keep in mind, there are bye weeks starting this week. Week 4, Panthers and Redskins are off. We'll start off right now with tonight's game, one of the best Thursday night games ever. It's being hyped
out. It's unreal.
Potential NFC Championship preview. We got the Vikings at the Rams. And start, we're going to go all Vikings pass weapons. We got wide receivers Adam Thielen, Stephon Diggs, tight end Kyle Rudolph, Marcus Peters, and Aqib Talib, the two stars in that Rams secondary, are out. So Kirk Cousins will definitely test that secondary.
Yeah, my sit this week for this game is the Rams defense, obviously, with the injuries to Marcus Peters and Aqib Talib. You should not play them this week. And Latavius Murray, running backs running back on the Vikings. Looks like Dalvin Cook will play, and Latavius Murray was only put up 8.1 points last week and really should diminish in his point production this week with Cook back.
All right, we're going to move on to the Jets and Jaguars. Doug, you're starting this game?
My start, Jags D. Sam Darnold has struggled. They've only averaged 8.3 points per game, but against the struggling QB, who only threw for 169 yards and two interceptions in his last game, it should be an explosive week for the Jacksonville D.
My sit, we're going to go Robbie Anderson, wide receiver of the Jets. There's a lot to like about this guy based on talent-wise and a potential upside standpoint. He's still owned in the majority of leagues. You should definitely bench him, though. He's had 3.7 and 2.2 points against Miami and Cleveland, respectively. Jacksonville D is obviously much better than that, so definitely do not start Anderson this week. And if you expect the Jets receiver to have a big game, it will be a new one. I don't think any of them will, but just putting that out there.
So now we're going to move over to Bengals and Falcons. Ben, your start.
Tyler Boyd, wide receiver Bengals, mentioned him on the waiver wire pickups. Atlanta's near the bottom of the league in passing defense, and they're allowing two passing touchdowns per game. So look for Boyd to have another great game.
My sit, another defense, Atlanta D. They lost two starting safeties in Neal and Ricardo Allen, and Deion Jones is on the IR as well. Should be a shootout. Love the offense, and start all those weapons.
Yeah, it's been a tough run for that Falcons defense. A lot of injuries, so whoever's playing against the Falcons each week, keep in mind that they could have a big week.
Start it, baby.
Next game, we'll go Tampa Bay at Chicago. Doug, your start.
Mike Evans, wide receiver on the Buccaneers. It's a tough matchup against the Bears D, but he is the number two wide receiver based on position rank. He's averaged 25.9 points this season, so it should be great. Fitzmagic came down to earth a little bit less last week against the Steelers, but see, watch him. He could still be on the rise, so I like Mike Evans this week.
All right, sit. This is a frustrating one for me. Peyton Barber, running back for the Bucs. He was the number one guy coming into the season. He still is the number one guy, but really the production hasn't been there. He hasn't put up over 7 points in all three games this year. So, excuse me. And Khalil Mack and the Bears defense definitely will not make it any easier for him.
So now we're going to go Lions at Cowboys. Ben, your start.
Oh, man, I love this guy. Kerryon Johnson, running back for the Lions, drafted him a couple leagues. He was the first 100-yard rusher for the Lions in almost 4 years. It was Thanksgiving 4 or 5 years back.
Yep.
Don't know exactly. He's the future, but you should also start him now. He's been great.
Yep, my sit. Any other Detroit running back that you could possibly play, LeGarrette Blount, Theo Riddick. If you were in a pinch, Theo Riddick would be the guy because of his pass-catching abilities. Kerryon Johnson, he's the man, and that's the guy you should start.
So we're in agreement there, Doug.
Yep.
Bills and Packers, that game will be in Green Bay. Doug, who are you starting this week?
I'm starting the whole Packers team because the Bills are coming off a huge win against Minnesota last week. It's a letdown week for them. Playmakers all over the field. Rodgers, Davante Adams, Clay Matthews is mad, so I love that Packers D, although they're only averaging 5 points per week, but I love them against the Bills. And stay away, though, from the running back position. They've got three guys there. There is no definite number one, so if there was one position that I would stay away from on the Packers offense, it would be running back.
All right, yeah, I'm agreeing with you there too, Doug. The Bills, obviously, that's the game of the season for them last week. It's not going to get any better for them. My sit, we're going to go Bills D. They had a 16-point performance against the Vikings, obviously one of the best teams in the league. It's encouraging, but expect the team to have a major letdown in Green Bay against that bad man, Aaron Rodgers.
Now we'll move over to Eagles and Titans. Ben, give me your start.
I'm not really loving any players in this game, to be honest. Titans offense has been kind of stagnant, and the game in Philly, their defense is a strong play. The Eagles, Titans offense hasn't been great. Eagles D, known as one of the best in the league perennially, so give them a start this week.
My sit, Derrick Henry, running back on the Titans. I was really high on this kid at the start of the year, wanted to draft him in a lot of leagues, but he's been abysmal in the first three games. He's a definite sit against the stout Philly defensive group. He's only averaging 5.2 points per game, and Deion Lewis is clearly the guy, if any, that you want to start on that Titans offense.
Yep, and it's desperation time for the Houston Texans after a 0-3 start, a loss to the Giants. They're going to Indianapolis to take on the Colts. Doug, who are you starting in this one?
I'm starting anyone on the Texans offense. I love Will Fuller and DeAndre Hopkins this week. Lamar Miller could be a good play as well. But the big man here is Deshaun Watson. After a slow week in week one, coming off that knee injury, he's ready to explode. In the last 2 weeks, he's averaged 23.9 points per game, and he should continue right on that track against a struggling D in Indy. It should be a great matchup, especially with his plethora of options.
All right, my sit, we're going to go Eric Ebron, tight end for the Colts. It's been a strong year for the UNC product so far. He's really added a more versatile aspect to that offense, and he was obviously passing catches from Matt Stafford in Detroit for a number of years. He's a good tight end, but Jack Doyle's coming back. He's obviously the guy at tight end there. Sit Ebron this week.
Now we go to the surprising game of the year. The Dolphins 3-0 this year going up against the struggling Patriots. And Ben, who's your start?
We're starting the Pats running backs this week. James White, Doug, I know you got him in the league. Sony yep. Michel, the rookie out of Georgia. Rex Burkhead was just placed on the IR with a neck injury. The Pats are obviously angry coming in off a loss in Detroit in primetime, a place where the Jets dominated them, just saying. And the Dolphins are due for a goose egg this week. So start James White, Sony Michel.
My sit, Josh Gordon, probably will be his first game active with the Pats. Tough playbook to learn and get the chemistry with Tom Brady. That's obviously difficult in a short time. He could struggle early on with his new team.
All right, so we're going to move to Oakland's, the Cleveland Browns. And Doug, I got a feeling you're going to name one guy I really love here.
Of course, my start this week, Baker Mayfield, the quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. He's waited his turn. He's ready to go. The rookie is ready. If you're struggling at the QB position, it's worth it to take a flyer on this kid. He performed well last week, and he seems to be some sort of a spark for this roster. I don't know. They just seem like they like playing for this guy as a leader, and definitely a possible point producer for your team against a weak Oakland D. They're 20th in the league in total defense, so Baker Mayfield is a start this week.
Yeah, disappointing start for the Raiders there. John Gruden, not
awful,
off to a great
awful.
Start. Sit here. We're going to go David Njoku, tight end for the Browns. Obviously a very talented kid, second year out of Miami. But we're going to ignore the 9-point ESPN projection, which is pretty good for a tight end. But he only had two targets last week and has been pretty underwhelming so far this year.
Very disappointing. Seahawks at Cardinals. Ben, who's your start?
This guy, he has finally showed some signs of life in that Seattle backfield. Chris Carson, he had 20-plus last week. You combine his breakout with a bottom-five rush yard defense and the most rushing touchdowns allowed in the league in Arizona. He is a great start this week.
Huge start for him. My sit, Sam Bradford, quarterback on the Arizona Cardinals. If he was your starter to begin with, I feel bad for you, and you should probably listen to our show more often. We'll give you great advice. But Josh Rosen is the starter there in Arizona, and he should carry out that role for the rest of the year. The zone offense should get better, in my opinion, and they're going to lean heavily on David Johnson. So Sam Bradford, definitely a sit, and probably just a drop off your whole team.
Yeah, I actually think Rosen might be starting that game for the Cardinals. So
yeah, correct.
You got to.
He is, I believe so.
Get Bradford off your roster.
Agreed.
Next game, I got a feeling this one's going to be a shootout. I know you do too, Doug. We got the New Orleans Saints traveling to MetLife to take on the Giants. Who's starting?
My start. All offensive players in the game. Breeze, Kamara, OBJ, and even Eli Manning. I love the offenses in this game. My main start, Michael Thomas, wide receiver of the Saints. He's been an absolute beast so far, number one in wide receiver power ranking, averaging 30.6 points per game, and he is a must start.
Can't guard Mike. That guy's an animal. And my sit, Doug, I'm going to stick with this theme. It's pretty much a foolproof matchup for players zoned in the majority of leagues on both teams. Both defenses aren't very good, and just don't think about starting.
The Garoppolo-less 49ers travel to the Los Angeles Chargers. Ben, who is your start?
Guy we mentioned on the waiver wire earlier, Mike Williams, wide receiver for L.A. I mean, he's great. He's a beast. His breakout party is continuing this week against the Niners, who probably won't have that morale with Jimmy G at.
Yeah, my sit this week is the whole 49ers offense. Just stay away. Jimmy G done for the year with a knee injury, and the season is most likely over for San Francisco. C.J. Beathard's not awful, but their offense should take a huge drop-off, and offensive players there should drop in production dramatically.
All right, Doug, your favorite team, the Steelers, hosting the Ravens Sunday night. That should be a great game.
It should be a good one. My start this week, Alex Collins, Javarius Allen are possible plays. They should get catches and touchdowns. definitely Buck Allen will be there. But my real start here is John Brown, wide receiver of the Ravens. It's tough for me to pick a Ravens player here, but Steelers secondary is atrocious. They're 28th in the league in terms of pass D. It's hard to say for me, but they're going to be productive against my boys. Should be a shootout, and I'm excited.
Yeah, my sit this week, Vance McDonald, tight end for the Steelers. Doug, I know you're liking him, but he had a monster week last week, obviously. He had that great stiff arm on that Bucs safety, so definitely look that highlight up if you haven't seen it. But Baltimore does have one of the top defenses in leagues in terms of yards allowed, and I think it's number two terms of stats.
Got to feel bad for that guy who got stiff arm. Really tough to see, but if you're keeping John Brown on your bench, it's time to play him. He's averaged 15.4 points per game, and should be a big week against the bad Steelers secondary. Chiefs traveling to the Broncos on Monday night. Ben, who's your start, baby?
I got to say, I didn't like this guy at the beginning of the year. I did not think he would have a good year. I wasn't, you know, a huge fan of him. But this week we're going to start Sammy Watkins, wide receiver for the Chiefs. He finally broke out last week, had 18.6, and Denver only has the 25th best passing defense in the league. So Sammy Watkins, start him this week.
Yeah, my sit, Broncos defense, a real tough matchup against the solid Kansas City offense. Seventh in the league in total offense, Patrick Mahomes is clicking on offense with his weapons, Tyreek Hill, Kelsey, and they should be great. They've also only averaged 6.7 points per game as the Denver defense, so they're definitely a sit, and it should be a fun one Monday night.
Yeah, I do agree. So that'll do it for the games this week. Definitely have a lot of fun on this podcast. We thank you guys for listening every Thursday. This, along with the Colts Corner podcast, which gets released around 3:30 p.m. This will be around the 12:30 p.m. release every day. And alongside our producer, Mike Garafa, and Douglas Atuka, thanks for joining us this week, buddy.
Of course, great. And, I'll see you guys next week.
I'm Ben Dixon. We'll see you next week.